Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today. Tom, are you still smiling over what happened in Ann Arbor the other day?
That wasn't a bad thing. I tell you what, it was one of the rare times that the game went exactly how I thought it would play out. I predicted 27-10 and it ended up being 27-9. I felt like if the Buckeyes got up on them, that there was no way Bryce Underwood was throwing his way back into that game. And yet it feels like order has been restored to the universe.
I got to bring Doug in right now. He's on the fan hotline. Doug LaMaurice from the Bill and Doug show. Bill Rabinowitz, co-host of the show.
Not Bill Rabinowitz. Bill Landis.
Bill Landis. My apologies.
Yeah. All good.
Doug, thank you very much.
Another great Bill.
Doug LaMaurice is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. And Tom Withers is there. What a treat.
Order has been restored to the universe, says Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, and I bet Tom was wrong on his previous four Ohio State-Michigan predictions, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. I think everybody was, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, who knew that losing to Michigan last year would turn Ohio State into the monster that they've become, right?
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, I think it's to be this high, 16 straight national champs, undefeated number one from how low they were after that game. I can't think of that depth to this height in any other situation in sports that springs to mind, right? Yeah. Of course they were good. They were a good team.
Right.
But that game means so much, and that loss was so unexpected, and questions about the future of the program, the future of the coach, and now it feels like Ohio State's the dominant program in college football 365 days later. It's a remarkable turnaround.
What did you think of the way the game played out? What did you think of the strategy that Ryan Day took into that game? Doug, I was impressed. I thought he coached a heck of a game.
Yeah, so, I mean, we obviously made a lot of it stick to the routine during the week, and I think, they had been so successful in the playoff with that plan, and it's sort of like, well, it is the Michigan game. It does matter, but also sort of treat it like the beginning of the playoffs, right? And so I think that attitude – and like I was saying, back in the day when Jim Tressel was a head coach, we'd talk to 12 or 15 players during Michigan week, and we'd be asking every player how much their grandma hated Michigan, right? And we were getting all the pageantry of the game from inside the building.
And that's good content.
If inside the building is focused on the game, then that's okay. Then the fans can bring it. And we communicate with fans. Fans were fired up. Fans know how much it matters. But if those guys were focused, so be it. And then, I really thought when you really look at the history of the game, and I looked at about the last 20 years, very often the best defense wins. People like to talk about the rushing yardage and toughness in the game. Actually, the best defense often is the formula. And Michigan in the previous 4 years probably had the better defense three of those 4 years, right? So this year, Ohio State clearly had the better defense. And so even when things went wrong early, they held them to field goals, didn't give up a touchdown, and they rode that defense. And that did not surprise me or I think anybody else.
No, Doug, and it's a great segue. I'd like to talk to you about this defense. I don't think people are understanding from a historical standpoint what this team is doing on a week-to-week basis. You know, I go way back with the Buckeyes in terms of, you know, that 1973 defense with, you know, led by Randy Gratishar and Neil Colsey and Doug Plank and Van DeCree and Pete Cusick and all kinds of talent. And you've seen teams during the years you've been in Ohio, at Ohio State, great defenses, the championship teams, what have you. This group, though, is different in my mind. And I'd like you to talk about especially the three guys in Downs and Reese and Styles. Ohio State's had dudes like that before, but I'm not sure on the same team what their ability to play multiple positions and what Matt Patricia is doing with that group. Can you just talk about what this team looks like to you on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, like, you know, we use NFL around college football a lot now because the sport has changed so much. But I do think the idea of this is an NFL kind of defense, right? And it starts with Matt Patricia as a defensive coordinator, but these guys are so smart. Caleb Downs is so smart, and Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese are so smart, and they're so versatile. And Ohio State, for its great linebacker history, had kind of hit a lull there for a little bit where Agreed. They weren't dominated by linebacker play. And when you see, you know, even like Arvell Reese was just tearing teams apart early on, and now he's not coming after the quarterback as much. They're not using him that way, but the threat of him, the menace of him, changes offenses. And then Caleb Downs is like three different players in one. You know, he can play deep, he can play in the middle, he can get up on the line of scrimmage. So I think like those guys, the way Matt Patricia moves the pieces around, it's not quite as much about getting after you and sacks and that kind of thing, but it's just like, we're going to do our jobs and we dare you to move down the field on us, and nobody can, and nobody can score touchdowns on them because they make you be perfect.
Doug LaMaurice joining us. Doug, the fact that the Buckeyes changed both coordinators, you know, heading into this season, and Matt Patricia has done a phenomenal job, I think is an interesting aspect of this team this year. I'd love your thoughts on that, but also this. Patricia is a guy that obviously had great success in New England, not as a head coach, not as an offensive coordinator when he was with New England for a year. Is he a guy who you think is a college guy for long term, or is he a guy that might not be around and might head back to the pros?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, as what happens, it happens a lot with these guys when they come back down to this level, and he hadn't been in college football in two decades. They say they're reinvigorated. You're around young people, and it's less about, you know, the money, although it's partly about the money now. So, I mean, like, I think that's been real for him. I think maybe it really does end up back as an NFL defensive coordinator for him, because, you know, it kind of, once he left the Lions as the head coach, it wasn't like people were knocking down his door to be an NFL DC, right? So, I mean, I think he's shown that. But I think the other thing that happened here, and it's funny, Jim Knowles and Chip Kelly did a great job here last year, and everybody thought, I thought they were big losses. Chip Kelly got fired by the Raiders, and Jim Knowles was part of a collapse at Penn State. And so, like, what is it? And I think maybe the view has turned, and it's dangerous to use it because Nick Saban is the best college football coach of all time. But we just see some things with Ryan Day and the way he has control of the program. Coordinators in and out. You know, Kirby Smart was there for 8 years as a defensive coordinator, but he moved offensive coordinators in and out. And after Kirby left, he moved DCs in and out, and it kind of didn't matter. They were still great because of Nick Saban. And maybe that's how we should view Ohio State. That, yeah, Kelly and Knowles did a great job last year, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? And if Patricia leaves, or if Brian Hartline gets the head coaching job eventually, right, maybe they'll be okay because you trust the guy in charge to make a good hire, and it's about the program.
You know, on Saturday, Doug, all I could think of, not all I could think of, but a couple guys came to mind to me during the game. One was Woody Hayes, obviously, after the 20-play, 81-yard drive that kind of took the spirit away from Michigan in the second half. I'm sure Woody would have enjoyed every second of that. But then also John Cooper, and I kept thinking about Doug, a guy that whose legacy was defined in many ways by the rivalry. Unlike Ryan Day, he never got that second chance at redemption, right? They would lose that last game of the year, and then maybe other than the Rose Bowl year in 97 when they went out and beat Arizona State, he never got a chance at redemption, revenge. So can you just talk about what Ryan Day has become? I mean, it feels like the pressure is off of him, you know, because of the national championship and now with the win over Michigan. What do you think is the continued evolution here of Ryan Day as the Ohio State coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What if it's that winning the national championship helped Ryan Day figure out the Michigan rivalry?
Exactly.
That, that would make the fan base mad, wouldn't it?
That's the opportunity that Coop never got.
Right.
Because I think you could go through the history of when it was just a national championship game or a four-game playoff and say, what coaches in the modern era would have been most helped by a 12-team playoff? John Cooper's in the top five.
No doubt.
If not number one. And so that idea that Ryan, they learned a lot from last year, and now they applied it to Michigan, and now they've figured out Michigan, and now maybe they're off to the races. Now, of course, is he going to beat Michigan every year? I would think, no, he's not going to beat Michigan every year. But whatever the thing was last year is gone. So I think to think of Coop that way, I think it's, and you know, because it gives you a confidence, you know, right. that I think, and a lot of our our readers and our listeners are saying this, like, this was doing it Ryan Day's way. You didn't do it Tressel's way. You didn't do it Urban's way. But you have to have the confidence. Where does the confidence come from to approach the Michigan game your way? Well, it comes from the ring on your finger, right? It comes from winning four playoff games that way, and it gives you confidence. And so, you know, it's a funny way to think about it. But and I said, I'm out of the business of asking Ohio State fans what's more important, beating Michigan or winning the national championship, because the answer to both is they are both as important as they can be, right? And you don't have to pick. They're both 1,000 out of 1,000. They're both 1 million out of 1 million. And so now that he has both under his belt simultaneously, who knows what this guy might do? Because I do think, generally speaking, the program, where it's situated in the modern era, they're in as good of a spot as any team in the country.
You have a Big Ten championship game coming up, Doug. And yep. Doug Lemaurice joining us. I wonder, tell me the importance of the Big Ten championship game when you have the national playoffs coming up afterwards.
Yeah, they had conference calls on Sunday with Ryan Day and Kurt Cignetti, and that's the question I asked both of them, because that's the question we've been getting from fans. How much does this matter? And they both said it really matters. And the thing is, like, they're both going to get buys, win or lose, out of this. And so they're not going to play for like 26 or 27 days after the Big Ten championship game. So you'll have time to prep, time to get rested, time to get healthy. Indiana hasn't won a Big Ten championship since 1967. They've never been in the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State hasn't been to Indy in 5 years because they started losing to Michigan, and Michigan started taking that spot. So they have reason they really want to win too. And it's the only two undefeated teams. Like, you know, we asked our readers, like, as you know, if Michigan and the national championship are 100 out of 100, what's this? And most people are like 70, 80, 90. Nobody's saying a 5, you know? I do think, like, if it does feel like for some reason Saturday doesn't matter, if you watch the game and it feels like the teams aren't going hard, then I think you have to reevaluate college football, because this is 1 versus 2. These are the only two undefeated teams. Like, this is as good as it gets. It's not the national title, but it, in many ways, it's as good as it gets. And if it doesn't matter, then what are we doing? Why are we playing them? But I would say from the right now, the way the coaches are talking, I think they're both going to go pretty hard, and they both want that trophy.
Speaking of trophies, is there a Heisman trophy up for grabs in this one as well? You've got probably the two top quarterbacks and probably the co-favorites for the award.
Yeah, I mean, the betting lines have those two guys far and away ahead. You know, Diago Pavia from Vanderbilt's kind of floating there in third. Right, his right. Season's done. You know, a lot of people, you know, we're talking Heisman moments when Indiana had to come back against Penn State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And for a month, I think it comes down to this, because you could see this tracking this way. And I'm a Heisman voter, and I don't know for sure, but I just, you know, Indiana and Ohio State play, and then you sit down on Sunday and vote for the loser. Like, you might, right? I mean, right. If the losing quarterback throws for 400 yards and three touchdowns and the winning quarterback throws for 150, you could vote for the loser.
Right.
But, I mean, isn't it? To me, it's an individual award, but it's also a team award. It's an award about success. It's an award about the story of the season. So I thought for a month and a half it was going to come down to Stan versus Mendoza in this game, and I think it still is. Now, if they both throw three picks, right, then maybe Diego Pavia could win. Maybe Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame, who's also done with the regular season, maybe he could win. But my bet is the Heisman Trophy winner will be the quarterback of the winning team from this game.
And Doug, I would have thought that it would be a touchdown, but maybe Julian Sands' Heisman moment was the pick he threw on the second attempt at Michigan last week. It seemed like that just turned that game around for him when everybody thought this was the moment where, like, is he going to crumble? Is it too cold for him? Is the stage too big for him? He responded. And can you just talk about his development on a week-to-week basis, how we've seen the growth from the Texas game on? He's become something special.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still standing outside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center here because we just got done talking to Ryan Day. Ryan Day was saying it feels like Julian Sands came out of that game a different person.
Wow.
He said it was like a sailor going off to sea, and like he comes back after his travels and he has a long beard and it's like he's a new man. It's like, man, it was just a 3.5-hour game. What are we talking about here? But it's the game, and like people kind of had been joking because like that Penn State-Indiana game when Mendoza and Indiana drove down and won at the end, like he played poorly at the beginning.
Right.
And some Ohio State fans were like, well, does Julian Sands have to suck for a while in a game in order to get any credit for this? And then it was like, I don't know, maybe. So like he made like his worst mistake of the season in the Michigan game. And we had talked all week because the two previous years, Kyle McCord and Will Howard had both thrown first quarter picks that led to touchdowns. And Bill Landis and I were saying, like, we don't think Julian Sands like that. And then he did it in the second play of the game, and everybody was screaming at us, like, you jinx this guy. And then he played great. So, you know, this is an incredibly efficient offense. It's also a big play offense. They're the number one team in the country. And, you know, like in some ways, because I'll tell you, like Troy Smith was an absolutely spectacular player, right? And in 04 and 05, he was a monster. But in 06, he was more of a point guard. He was more of a field general, and he could make huge plays, but he had great receivers. And I'm like Julian Sands in 2025, Troy Smith in 2006 on the way to the Heisman, I'm not so sure it's that different. And Troy Smith that year wrapped up the Heisman as the number one team beating number two. And Julian Sands has a chance to wrap up the Heisman on the number one team beating number two.
Doug LaMaurice joining us from the Bill and Doug Show. The climate of college football continues to just baffle me. James Franklin gets huge walking away money. Brian Kelly gets huge walking away money. Lane Kiffin does a great job at Miss, just walks out the door, and people are throwing his suits out onto the driveway. Doug, is this insane, or is it just the way this is going to be for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, college football is incapable of holistic thinking. Everything happens in a silo, and this thing, we did this. And like, well, how does it affect everything else? And I was like, I don't know. We just did a thing. So like, if you had a plan, it wouldn't go like this. Right. So I still believe in we could get to a plan because we have come a long way. Right. Like we have come a long way. And I think these players putting their brains and bodies on the line and now getting compensated for it. We came a long way to get to that point. Right. And we've changed conferences and we've changed everything. We expanded the playoff. I think 12 is better than 4. I think we've come a long way from that. Right. So I hope we can get to a spot where like coaches are not leaving in the middle of this, you know, Mike Tomlin's not leaving in the middle of the season to go coach the Browns, right? Like, it would be crazy. No one, like, that's just, but so, like, why do we have to accept that for our sport?
Agreed.
You know, and so I understand academic calendars, but it's like there's so little about college football that's about academics anymore. Like, why can't we just let the football schedule be the football schedule and figure some stuff out and say nobody can be hired until the season ends? And you can talk to people, but then that way finish the season with your team and do whatever. And we have, you know, national signing days tomorrow. That's why all these coaches move, because they feel like they have to get their signing day class signed. That's a silly time. This is like if you had free agency in the middle of the playoffs, right? It doesn't make any sense if you had the draft in the middle of the playoffs. So I believe in the idea that someday we can get there, but it's baby steps. But we have to remember that I think the sport's gotten better over the past 10 years.
Why has it been so quiet at Penn State? What's going on there?
I mean, right? Everyone thinks it's Kalani Sitake from BYU. I haven't heard in the last hour if maybe something happened there. But, I mean, I will say, again, like, everyone's always like, you're losing your recruiting class and you have to do this. I just think, like, you're probably going to lose your recruiting class anyway. Like, the idea of rushing to save four commits when you're making what you hope is a 10-year hire, like, I would rather take my time and get it right. So if they have eyes on a guy, you know, Bob Chesney was a guy who was mentioned there and wound up taking the UCLA job. I don't feel like Penn State's, like, necessarily getting the dregs of the process just because they didn't move faster. But if they have their guy targeted, if it winds up being Sitake, that guy's a great coach and an out-of-the-box hire. So I still think it can be okay there.
Doug, thank you very much. As always, great to have you talk with us. Where can people read your fine writing?
Oh, I appreciate this. I was doing some other stuff, but what it is now is I'm working with Phil Landis, who people also remember from Cleveland.com. We covered Ohio State together there. We now have a Substack, billanddougosu.substack.com. But just go on Substack and you'll find us. We have podcasts there. We're writing there. We have chats there with fans. And then just on YouTube and podcast feeds, The Bill and Doug Show. We talk a lot of Ohio State. We talk some national college football. And we certainly appreciate all the fans out there that have followed us through the years.
Doug, as always, top-notch stuff. Thank you, sir. 1-2 in the Big Ten championship game. Isn't that what we want in, you know, at the end of the whole playoff?
Amen. How about Ohio State bookended with 1-2 matchups in their regular season?
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I like it. It's fun. Great to talk to Doug. And that will be must-watch television coming up, because Indiana seems to be the real deal. Indiana football,
they are
the real deal.
They are.
Can I repeat that?
Yeah.
Indiana football, the real deal.
Hasn't beaten Ohio State since 1987, but they are really good. I've watched a ton of them this year, and they've got not only in Mendoza a real solid quarterback,
yeah,
two elite wide receivers that are probably 1A to the Tate Smith group at Ohio State. And, oh, by the way, they got a defense that can get after the quarterback. So Julian saying, buckle up.
Get ready. And that'll be coming up, and that'll be fun to watch. What wasn't fun to watch last night, if you were a New York Giants fan, was what your New England Patriots did to your Giants. 30-7 at halftime. That was rough. It's inspired. Ladies and gentlemen, NFL Rapid Fire. Ladies and gentlemen, the man in purple today to celebrate Lane Kiffin's hiring at LSU.
Or it was clean.
It's Dan Menigan.
Not that a whole lot of what Lane Kiffin has done is clean. Especially those suits. You probably want to get those dry cleaned after they got shoved into the parking lot.
That was classic, by the way.
That whole thing is just all that's right about college football.
There's no sports fan scorned like an SEC sports fan scorned. Did you see that, Tom?
No.
They rolled his suits out of his office and left him in the parking lot.
Did they? I know.
Yes. Yeah.
He said somebody tried to run him off the road on the way to the airport.
Well, you'll have that.
And did you see the video of the private plane when he was getting on there with all the fans giving him the
The one gun salute.
One gun salute, telling him you're number one. Thank you for what
you know what? Brought it on himself.
He did.
I mean, the way he teased like three fan bases for the last month. Yep. This is what you get.
There you go.
Oh,
hope you're happy.
Again. There ain't no petty like SEC petty.
No.
It's the finest petty going.
All right.
Well, we will have more college football in here because I have to introduce you guys to my favorite Twitter account going as we go along as well. We'll do that in between. So, gentlemen, the Kansas City Chiefs, which all of you sat and watched on Thanksgiving, are now at 6-6 as they have lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
That Andy Reid stinks. He can't coach.
Yeah, get him out of here.
You guys think the Chiefs are making the playoffs this year? The rest of their games this season, home to the Texans, home to the Chargers, at the Titans, home to the Broncos, at the Raiders.
Five wins, they're in. They're going to win the last five. 11-6, you're in.
You think they'll win five in a row?
I do.
Three of those games are pretty darn tough.
With the Chiefs. I'm not going to write them off until they write themselves off.
The Chiefs are 6-6.
I know. It's been interesting to watch, hasn't it? They have not.
Well, it has.
Well, and don't forget, too, like last year, we forget that they won like 10 games by 3 points
Real
or less or whatever.
Scores,
all those, yeah, those one-score games. They were, you know, they were marvelous at it. So, times have changed.
This is one of those things, though, Tom. They've obviously not played like themselves.
No.
It doesn't matter if they happen to win four games and get in. Nobody's going to want to play them.
Exactly.
Nope. Nobody's going to want to play them.
And now to introduce you to my favorite Twitter account, which we will use in between, which is the Texas A&M Police Department Twitter account.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is one of the best things going. If you've not read this thing, you need to get on there.
It's
at TAMU Police. One of the readings here. Public intoxication, section 128. Intoxicated subject found staring at a wall. Released a sober girlfriend. Ejected.
What's that have to do with NFL rapid fire?
It makes me laugh, Jeff.
give me the site again. I'm on there right now. Go ahead.
It is for those of you on the Twitter account, it is at TAMU Police.
Thank you.
And you will read that bad boy and laugh because it's just outstanding. So, gentlemen, I'm speaking of outstanding as well. The first to 11 wins this season, New England Patriots?
How about that?
The team we all thought in the beginning of the
year. We did.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
I don't want to hear any Browns fans saying you had him in the building and you let him get away, because I don't know that Mike Vrabel would have taken this.
I totally agree with you, Jeff. That's what nobody talks about. Yeah, I agree with you.
But, man, I liked him when he was the coach of the Tennessee Titans. And when they let him go and, you know, the ownership and blah, 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 I thought, you guys are nuts. You're making a big mistake.
I heard that from my colleague, Teresa Walker, who's covered the Titans. She was like, what are they doing? They're really letting a really good coach go. And they were just in kind of a messy season. That happens, right? And
And coaches shouldn't get blamed for such things.
What?
I know.
Yeah, they're really good, by the way. And, you know, Drake May, by that, on a week-to-week basis, gets better and better, and the confidence grows. But they got a bunch of guys, man. That's a good team.
They have some talent. They did a nice job adding some skill position guys. They had a lot of money in free agency, and they spent it
wisely
and did a really nice job. And they're pretty good. And Tom, and this is not about our guys.
Go ahead.
But I've watched our guys at quarterback. You know, we saw Dylan, we've seen Shadur, and I think, man, you don't look like Drake May.
No.
Drake May is what you're looking for when you go into the draft for a franchise quarterback.
Or Josh Allen, who's right behind them in the AFC East. And by the way, I'll mention, since we rapid fire, I'll throw a rapid fire out here. I watched the Bills Steelers a good chunk of that first three quarters before the Cavs game the other night. I think the Bills, if they can get that defense healthy and doing some things, I think Josh Allen is on a mission.
I think so too.
That's still my pick in the AFC, despite Denver and New England and whoever else you want to throw up there at the top.
I agree.
From the Texas A&M Police Department Twitter page. Public intoxication, Kylefield Plaza. Subject stumbling through Plaza. When asked for ID, she handed officer a credit card. Released to sober mother. Talk about fantastic.
Everybody needs a sober mother.
Guys, we'll end with this. Are the Broncos good? They're 10-2, but every time I watch them, it seems like they have the horseshoe just embedded in an area that I can't say anything.
They've won 9 straight games.
They did their best to give that one away the other night, too. I watched the closing
minutes. Every time you watch, it's closing never minutes a comfortable of that game. Win.
Yeah, and it seems like every time I see Bo Nix, he's on the sideline with his helmet off screaming at somebody or just, you know, not happy with the way he's playing or what have you. But, you know, again, they got some guys, man. I forgot Jonathan Cooper is there. They got a relentless pass rush. And it's one of those pass rushes that looks like somebody's offside on every single play because they're so good at getting off the ball.
I love those. The Broncos smell to me like a team that they're going to get into the playoffs and get knocked out in their first game.
That or they wind up in the Super Bowl. Like, it seems to be that wide open almost.
Yeah.
It's just a weird year, isn't it?
Well, I don't think anybody in our division is going to do it, and I don't think anybody in the South is going to do it. That leaves the Patriots, Bills, Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs.
Since you mentioned it, what's wrong with Lamar Jackson?
I think he's hurt.
Yeah, I think he's like,
don't you?
He's gun shy now too. It doesn't seem like he wants to.
It's weird because he's so good. Was so good. This year, not as good.
I keep waiting for it to kick in, and it's not.
I agree with you. I agree completely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.